Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 143, recorded on Wednesday, August 17th, 2016, and this is day 14 of the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. So we are 2 weeks in, 14, not quite. You know, 14 times 2 is 28, but we're pretty close to 30. In fact, we go over, you know, we're out on the edge of halfway. So, everybody, you're doing awesome. I am a little bit behind. Today was not a good day. Today was kind of busy at work. I was on a bunch of conference calls and crap, which is not conducive to podcast listening. But, you know, I'm a little bit behind, but I am in there. I think I'm like a day behind, basically. So, you know, that means I'm like, you know, 12 or 13 episodes behind because everybody's posting. But I am super enjoying the dog days this year. I think it's great. Well, Butler, I got your one. I love you. And I completely understand putting in the regular episode, but the 90-minute interview. I keep pushing it to the back just because I will get there, but I may have to like bump some of the short Rock and Roll Geek shows ahead of it just because I got to find like a 90-minute slot of time to listen to a 90-minute episode or, you know, episode interview. Not that I'm not looking forward to it. I appreciate it. It's good. But I'm loving the dog day. This year, this is a really good dog days year, I think. Okay, and that has nothing to do with the fact. Okay, it has a little bit to do with the fact that Charlotte and I were listening to the most recent Mad at Dad. Mad at Dad is not a Dog Days of Podcasting podcast, but both of the Mad at Dad regular hosts, Michael Butler and Dave Slusher, are in their solo podcasts are in the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, and they decided to interview or bring in as a guest Amy Bowen, who is also another Dog Days of Podcasting participant, into their most recent Dog Days of Mad at Dad episode, and they interviewed her. They were liking what she was doing with the Dog Days and stuff. And oh, by the way, in case anyone missed Mad at Dad or Dave Slusher, thank you very much mentioning it in our Dog Days Podcasting group on Facebook. When they interviewed her and asked her who she was enjoying, who was maybe even her favorite podcast so far in the Dog Days Podcasting Challenge, it was me. Now, admittedly, she also said she had only listened to a few at that point, so she may already no longer consider me her favorite. But Amy, thank you very much. I appreciate, much as you were super excited to have a fan in Michael Butler, I am super excited to have a fan in you. So thank you very much. I appreciated the fact that you are enjoying Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, and it was a good, I'm not actually finished as of yesterday. I knew that that something along those lines had been said, and Charlotte and I were driving in last night. That's why part of the reason we put the Mad at Dad on, but we were like 15 minutes away, 10 or 15 minutes away from that point when, we finally got home last night at, you know, 11:27 or whatever it was. So we put it on during the day-to-day and listened to it. It was pretty cool. So thank you very much, Amy. And thank you very much, Michael Butler and Dave Slusher, for having her on Mad at Dad. It was all – that was – I at this point have listened past the point that she was on Mad at Dad. I was listening to – I'm still listening to that Mad at Dad when I was out running today. I haven't finished it yet. But excellent episode, excellent interview and guest appearance. I am also liking very much your podcast, Amy. I like thread snippings. There's nothing wrong with it. I just kind of like just Amy talks about stuff because I'm basically a talk about stuff guy. So And I'm liking the movie crew stuff. Don't listen to Butler. Butler, you know, he's a crazy man. Do your group, do your friends. Don't listen to Michael Butler. Well, listen to Michael Butler, but take him with a grain of salt. How about that? There you go. Laugh at him much as Dave Slusher does in the background of that entire interview, which just made me laugh so much that I kind of cried a couple times. It was awesome. So, so Charlotte's getting ready. I think she's going to do a podcast tonight. She's ready. She's a little nervous. She's come up with some ideas and stuff, but I'm stealing one of her ideas because she mentioned to me yesterday that she was going to, she was going to bring up something, and I decided to just go ahead and out myself. She was going to out us because one of the things that happened yesterday, I mean, everything was, you know, like I said, I had literally probably 10 minutes to do that podcast to make sure I got it in under the wire. So I kind of condensed and, you know, threw away certain things that happened during the day. Okay, there was a semi-important thing. We mentioned this. It was as an aside, I think on Sunday's podcast, when we were driving into Atlanta, we stopped at Publix, so a supermarket. If you know Atlanta, we were at the Prado, which is on Roswell Road at the intersection of 285. It's like north, very north. If you're looking at 285 as like a clock face, it's like right at 12 o'clock, right at the top of 285. In Roswell Road, there's a place called the Prado. There's a number of it used to be a fairly small commercial thing, and then they knocked a whole bunch of stuff down and rebuilt it, and it's a fairly larger commercial area now. There's, like I said, there's a Publix. That Publix is new in the rebuild. There's a Taco Mac there that we eat at sometimes. There's a bunch of restaurants and stuff. And when we drove in, we stopped there because it's easy. I just keep driving down Roswell Road to get to the townhouse in Buckhead. So you're like 5 minutes away from it at that point. But we stopped there and we saw, I mean, I have heard people talk about, and I have even seen people, you know, in kind of groups playing Pokemon and stuff like that. But this little area is insane. I mean, not as insane like New York City insane, but, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, probably 100 people, you know, like in the general area, all wandering around doing this Pokemon stuff when we were there for Publix. It was so obvious that I even got out and did a little bit. I was a little self-conscious. But when we were leaving yesterday, we actually stopped. That was kind of the way we were going out. It's the way we came in, it's the way we go out. It's probably, it's the most efficient way unless you've got a lot of traffic on the perimeter road 285 around Atlanta. So we stopped at the Taco Mac to eat and realized that just beyond where we, and yeah, as Charlotte has mentioned, I got her into Pokemon, and she had created her account and she was starting to look, and I was like, well, you can go get, we're in the Pokemon weeds here, but she was running out of Pokeballs because she didn't have very many. But this little section of, you can just walk around it in like 2 minutes. Not only were there five or six Pokestops at all these different restaurants, but I don't know if the restaurant people are doing it or players are doing it or whatever, but almost all of these Pokestops have lures on them all the time. So they're not only Pokestops where you can get balls and things like that, but they're also luring in these fairly rare Pokemon. And Charlotte walked out and she walked around the area while I was sitting at Taco Mac, and she's like, there are like 50 people. There are people all over the place. So yeah, we had lunch, and then I was online at work. I mean, you know, cause I can work from anywhere. I work in IT. I was VPN'd into work and on my laptop, but, then she came back and talked to me about it. And so we signed our checkout and everything and walked around, and for about 20 minutes, I mean, there are probably 60 people just wandering around this area. You know, mostly pretty young, mostly, you know, teens and early 20s, but not all. It was, you know, people in cars, people walking around, people sitting, that people had like, you know, it looked like they were tailgating or something. They were just had their like little chair out and they were just sitting there. They were like right in the geometric center of the area so that they could, as soon as the pokey spot like renewed, they could re-up it. It was pretty crazy. So that was part of the reason that we were there for so long, you know. We got a bunch of interesting stuff, and Charlotte will probably lap me. She can focus on this sort of thing pretty well, and she'll probably catch me pretty soon. But I figured I'd go ahead and out myself rather than have her out me. And she wasn't mad about it. She's like, yeah, go ahead, out yourself. If you're going to out yourself. Otherwise, I'll out you. So that was part of the reason we were in Atlanta as late as we were yesterday. All of a sudden, we were like, oh, shit, we need to go. We're freaking already into commuter traffic hell, in which we were. So, and that's when we drove to we drove up and we started to get hungry, but you know, we'd sat in traffic for an hour. So by the time we got to Greenville, South Carolina, it was like 7 o'clock and I was hungry. And I get cranky when I was hungry. So, and there's a couple of places there. Like I said, one of the places is called the Trap Door. It's it's kind of a Belgian specialized. So I say, if you like Belgian type beers, it's a very, very good place in downtown Greenville. It's like kind of a little hole in the wall. And then around the corner from it is a little beer store where they sell a bunch of super specialty craft beers, and they do growlers of draft beer. Very good place. So we spent a little bit of time there. We did a little bit of Pokemon there, but there was... you could tell we were just not in the exact downtown Greenville's not very big, but it's like probably 8 square blocks, and the Pokemon range where you have to be when you're walking, because the whole point, it's based off of Niantic's, the company Niantic did a game called Ingress when they were part of, well, actually I think they started Ingress before they were owned by Google, and then Google bought them, and then kind of halfway spun them off, I think. Partially, I think, because of this Pokemon thing. But it's all part of what they're doing is getting data about people walking around and where you can walk and what streets are really there and what streets are blocked off and what points of interest are really there and what things are not. It's kind of a huge like data mining thing that you're doing when you're playing these games. And we were a couple blocks away from the super hot spot in Greenville, so we only got a little bit. We're in Greenville, and then we drove home and barely made it, and we did the podcast. So most people will know this. It's kind of another shout out to Amy. I'm definitely in the slice of life category when it comes to podcasting. I've got some things lined up. I've got some product review-y sort of things coming up, and you never know what we'll do. But that's mostly the sort of thing I do. I hope people like it. I'm glad if people do. I'm definitely enjoying, like I said, definitely enjoying the dog days this year. It's going to be a little tricky. I haven't gotten into my, Dragon Con mode quite yet. But as Dave Slusher mentioned on Mad at Dad, yep, I go to Dragon Con, been to Dragon Con a bunch of times. I think I started in 96. Let's say I started in 96. I think I came back in 98. And then in 2000, and since 2000, I was 96 and then 99, and then I missed 2000, and I haven't missed one since then. So, a bunch of Dragon Cons. I lived in Atlanta most of that time, which makes it obviously a ton easier to go. I mean, it's still a thing. And, you know, if you're not staying downtown, it's, you know, you gotta get up and come home, and you know, you go home in the middle of the night and you come back in the morning. So for years now, for probably starting in the 2004 range, I had a group of guys, buddies of mine, that we had rooms together. And then eventually, maybe 2010 range, Charlotte, my wife, and I just got our, we got our own room. And so now that's mostly what we do. So we'll, that's where we'll be this year. But well, yeah, we'll talk about the Dragon Con stuff coming soon. But yep, I'm super excited. I know there's a fairly decent percentage of Dog Day people who, there's a fairly decent percentage, I think, that are going to be there this year. And there's an even larger percentage of people who have been there at some point in time. Many of them have been there at some point in time. You know, most of them relatively recently. I mean, not everybody gets to go every year. I'll talk about that later. I'm kind of, this year's going to be weird for us. But we're maintaining things just to kind of maintain it's not like for a record or anything, but basically we're maintaining our hotel room because it's gotten so much easier in many of the official hotels. If once you have a room, it used to be, not so long ago, you had no guarantee of getting a room again the next year. And it was a freaking nightmare. You know, it was like a, you know, you're basically joining the lottery. And like, you know, you're on October 1st or October 10th, depending on whatever day of the various hotels would open up their reservations again for the next year. You're just sitting there, F5, refresh. I'm trying to get into just somebody that me and a friend, I have multiple times been on conference calls with multiple people. We're all trying to just get in. And as soon as one of us can get in, we'll make a reservation for like 3 to 5 rooms to get everybody what they needed. But luckily, several of the official hotels, the Hilton, the Hyatt, the Marriott, I know the Hilton and the Hyatt, I think the Marriott's done the same thing. Basically, if you're there for Dragon Con, if you've got your Dragon Con privileges, you can prove you're there for Dragon Con. There's a separate, there's a new reservation line you can get in after you reserve this, after you get your room this year, that you can go ahead and reserve for next year at Dragon Con. Which, why did they take so long to do this? I have no idea, but it is awesome. It's like, it takes that whole, how the hell am I going to get a room for next year out of the equation? It's like, but on the other hand, it means you have to be there year after year after year. And again, there's stuff going on this year personally. And it's not secret, but I'm just going to, I'll pick pick an episode to talk about it upcoming soon. So it's going to make our Dragon Con kind of weird this year, but we'll be there. We're not going to be there the whole time. We're going to be there and we're going to be out and we're going to be back and we're going to be going, yeah, we're going to be in and out, but we're there. And most importantly, we're going to maintain our reservation streak so that we can maintain our room, which is the most important thing, because the room's a pain in the ass at Dragon Con, especially now. I mean, Dragon Con's probably literally twice as big. Nah. Since I started in 96, probably 3 to 4 times as big. It's crazy. It's crazy. The room thing is just ridiculous. And I'm glad that I have this like semi guaranteed way of doing it. And I'll keep it up for as long as I intend to go to Dragon Con. So there you go. I guess that's it for tonight. Finally, just to, man, I have a note here in my notes that is so poorly written that I have no idea what it is. So I'm not going to try and translate that. I don't know. I don't have that one. But the one thing, the last thing I do know before I sign off is that I am drinking a beer, because I am definitely a member of the Dog Days of Podcasting crew that believes that drinking a beer is the way to host a podcast. So I am. And I am drinking a D9 Swell Rider Tangerine Session IPA. D9 is a... I'll actually expound on that a bit, because this is not a bad beer. It's a good... It's a so kind of tasty. It has a little tangerine to it. It's a session IPA. But D9 is a fairly local brewery to us here. You know, we live in Wingate, North Carolina, which is just about 20-25 miles southeast of Charlotte. But D9 is another Charlotte suburb. It's north of Charlotte. I think it's in Mooresville, but it's up north of Charlotte off of 77. And actually, what they specialize in are sour beers, which, you know, that's one of the new raves if you're into, like, craft beers and how the, you know, IPAs have been huge, and then double IPAs and then triple IPAs were huge, and now sours are huge. You know, Gozas and Berliner Weisses and just, like, wild specialty sours. And D9 makes some crazy-ass sour beers. Charlotte is a huge sour beer fan. I'm sure at some point she will talk about that on her podcast. And they make some intensely crazy and, again, you know, it's an acquired taste sort of thing, but they make some crazy good sour beers at D9. But they also make the Swell Rider Tangerine Session IPA. It is not a bad beer at all, and the primary reason I got it today is we went to our local Food Lion to grab dinner stuff, and I believe today, we've been gone for a couple days, but I have never seen a D9 at our Food Lion before. I mean, like I said, we're in a small town. You know, they are not, you know, this is a food, they are not super, you know, like, going crazy with their beer selection here. So anytime they have anything that's a little interesting or a little crafty, I almost always at least grab a six pack or so just to get some sales into it and, you know, get some support under these, the beers that are, you know, not, you know, Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, nothing wrong with the silver bullet, Jackie. I'm there with you on that. And Charlotte actually is a pretty big fan of the Michelob Ultra, and then she puts a ton of key lime juice in it, and it actually tastes similar to a Berliner Weiss at that point. It's not a bad brew at all. But I like being there to encourage, you know, the smaller stores and stuff to try out a little more interesting beer. So that's what I did today when I saw the D9 and I grabbed it. It's pretty good. So there you go. That's today's Dog Days of Podcasting or Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone in the Dog Days of Podcasting. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Most of my contact information is at kenzoid.com. It's in a section called Elsewhere, way down near the bottom, kind of on the right-hand side. I might move that up so that people can see it more easily. But, for example, Twitter is kenzoid. Instagram, kkennedy. Feel free to, I mean, if you're into Untappd or you're into the beer thing, friend me on Untappd. I put my GitHub on Elsewhere just in the past couple days, and I need to put Untappd on there too. So I'll put that in there, and then I'll maybe start putting that in the show notes, because what the heck? A lot of us drink beer. So, you know, I'm friends with, Dave Slusher, but Thomas Gideon. I'm friends with a decent number of podcasting people on Untappd. Like I said, it's kind of like I was talking about last night. It's kind of like a social network for drinking beer, which I like social networks and I like drinking beer. So it works out pretty well. So I'll put that in the show notes either today or tomorrow at the worst. And we'll go from there. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. We are Creative Commons licensed. Attribution, share alike, version 3.0, unported, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, and I really appreciate everybody listening to the podcast here during the dog days. So take care.